Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 1st. Tesla claims that its Model Y all-wheel drive is the most efficient SUV ever built, which is quite strange considering it's not even Tesla's most efficient SUV ever built. The company, Tesla, has put a concentrated effort into being more active on social media instead of relying on Elon Musk's personal account holding a near monopoly on Tesla news. Tesla decided to release a tweet claiming that the Model Y all-wheel drive is the most efficient electric SUV ever built, in a brief chart comparing it to an odd sampling of other electric SUVs and crossovers. Although the tweet says all SUVs ever, the data used in the screenshot only mentioned all-wheel drive SUVs. Tesla's Model Y rear-wheel drive is actually significantly more efficient than the all-wheel drive trim. In the near future, this could change. With a smaller battery pack coming to the lineup, that new version could be even more efficient than the rear-wheel drive trim, but it's not confirmed. It has been rumored to be using lithium iron phosphate cells, which are heavier. Therefore, we'll have to wait on the official numbers for that one. Tesla has inexplicably decided to stop taking orders for the Model S and X for right-hand drive markets. Some of them, anyway. This must be disappointing as the refresh Model S and X vehicles are just starting to reach some of them, far from North America. Tesla has shut down the online configurator for the S and X in Australia, Thailand, Singapore, and New Zealand. Tesla also kept the orders open in the UK, but still only displays the USA specs for the two vehicles. At Electrek, we're not entirely sure why this is. Perhaps something to do with inventory. Elon Musk decided to settle a defamation lawsuit against him, brought by a man that he claimed almost killed a Tesla worker. It's quite the long ride, so let's buckle up. When it comes to Tesla, the CEO has been embroiled in defamation lawsuits against a few people in the Tesla Short community, which is a group of Tesla naysayers, including some actively betting against the company on the stock market. One of those cases has been brought by Randeep Hathi, who was once a hero of the Tesla Short community because he would often camp out outside the Fremont factory in order to try to gather some data about Tesla's production. On one of those outings, he was asked to leave the property by Tesla security, and when doing so, Tesla claimed that Hathi intentionally came close to the employee with his vehicle. Tesla had footage of the incident, which was not made public, but Tesla showed this to the police, who determined that there was no case to be made. That could have been the end of it, but the issue resurfaced when a different battle between Musk and another prominent naysayer, Aaron Greenspan, who was sued by Musk and others for defamation. As Musk and Greenspan were sparring over emails, Musk brought up the previous incident with Hathi, claiming that he almost killed a Tesla employee. Greenspan shared this email publicly, and it eventually led to Hathi suing Musk for defamation. The case, which was financed by the fundraising publicized by the Tesla Short community, lasted for 3 years. Today, Hathi confirmed that Musk sent him a $10,000 settlement payment. When first bringing the case to court, Hathi claimed that he would have accepted a simple apology, but it looks like Musk either preferred to pay $10,000 or more than likely just doesn't trust him. General Motors is preparing to launch its new Silverado EV later this year, with plans to build a $200 million electric vehicle parts plant. The new parts plant will support the production of GM's new electric truck, which is expected to ramp up in the second half of the year. Although GM is planning to build the truck alongside the GMC Sierra at its Factory Zero in Detroit later this year, the automaker will expand to Orion as a second assembly in 2024. Altogether, GM expects to be able to build around 600,000 electric trucks annually. Over the weekend, a Rivian R1T model was spotted in Germany with plates that are registered for Granz Austria, suggesting a possible connection to the contract vehicle manufacturer called Magna Steyr. Magna Steyr, an automotive manufacturer based in Graz, Austria, is known for building parts and sometimes full vehicles for automakers such as Fisker's Ocean SUV and the Jaguar I-Pace. In March, a new job posting for a service center manager in Berlin, Germany, from Rivian, sparked the hope that the EV maker would expand to Europe. However, as it turns out, as a source from Rivian tells us, the Berlin service center won't be used to support Rivian's consumer EVs, at least initially. A recent post on Reddit from user Max3000Max showed a Rivian R1T in Germany with Austrian manufacturer's plates as a U.S. test vehicle on the back. As the user points out, Stuttgart, Germany is known for car manufacturers, auto suppliers, and other companies in the industry, so it's actually quite common to see prototypes of cars that don't get sold in that market at all. This itself isn't a total confirmation, and Rivian's spokesperson told Electrek that the automaker will occasionally send supply partners a vehicle to test and evaluate. They also added, quote, "We have not made any decisions to manufacturing in Europe." Lordstown Motors is again in the news for another major hurdle as this EV brand shows signs of an unrecoverable descent. After going public on the U.S. NASDAQ exchange in 2020, Lordstown actually became a high-profile EV stock. Taiwanese electronics manufacturer Foxconn has been there to back up the EV startup several times with financial investment rounds after investment rounds to revamp the program. Lordstown has faced bankruptcy several times last year, and their stock price was low enough for long enough that it was informed that it would be delisted from the stock exchange. As a result of this, on April 21st, Foxconn sent a letter to Lordstown stating that the company was in breach of the previous investment agreement after receiving the delisting notice. Without the money from Foxconn, the Lordstown brand will surely go under as, quote, "the company will be deprived of critical funding necessary for its operations." Lordstown says that it's evaluating its legal and financial options in the event that the Foxconn deal doesn't go through. But from where we sit at Electrek, it does not look hopeful for Lordstown. Not in the least. The E-Transit Type A school bus, which Ford Motor Company showcased back in March, is now available for order from Collins Bus Corporation, one of the leading school bus manufacturers in the U.S. This bus is a Type A, meaning it's the smallest type of school bus, typically built on the cutaway van chassis. It maintains the 68 kilowatt-hour capacity of the E-Transit van, which is good, but after the uplifting from Collins, it gets to 100 miles of range. Also, the vehicle has Ford Pro's Power On Board, which, among other features, is the company's branding for its bidirectional charging feature. This enables some interesting use cases for school buses, which spend much of their day parked. The cutaway itself starts at $49,575, which is about $9,000 more than the gas version, but that's before various U.S. school bus incentive and clean school bus programs kick in, which could make them incredibly cheap for school districts. In today's community comment found on YouTube, most of you wished your congratulations for our family. Thank you very, very much for that. I'll definitely be making note of this particular comment, which said that our child may not ever drive a gas car. I've thought about that many times, about crotchety old Grandpa Mikey telling everybody back in my day we used to drive gas cars and so on and so forth. That does bring a smile to my face when I think about it. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great day.